Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into this week's episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, as always, Charlotte, and this week we're doing poems about aliens. I don't remember why. I think it's just an interesting topic, and it seems a little bit out there, and I wanted to see if there's any, like, fun, you know, poems about it. Nothing too complicated about aliens. So let's just dive straight in. As I've previously stated, I love when I'm doing a topic and I find a poem that does what it says on the tin. So our first poem is The Alien by Greg Delanty. I'm back again, scrutinizing the Milky Way of your ultrasound, scanning the dark matter, the nothingness. That now the heads say is chock-a-block with quarks and squawks, gravitons and gravitini, photons and photonos, our sprout, who art there inside the spacecraft of your ma, the time capsule of this printout, hurling and whirling towards us, it's all daft on this earth. Our alien who art in the heavens, our Martian, our little green man. We're anxious to make contact, to ask divers questions about the heavendom you hail from, to discuss the whole shebang of the beginning and end, the pre-Big Bang untimed before you forget the why, the lie of thy first place, and our friend to say welcome, that we mean no harm, we die for you even, that we pray you're not here to subdue us, that we'd put away our ray guns, missiles, attitude, and share our world with you, little big head, if only you stay. So, what's so great about this poem is, like, it clearly refers to an alien. What it's actually talking about is the narrator's unborn child, hence the talk about the ultrasound and the part where it mentions spacecraft of your ma. It's this very sort of like interesting way of talking about an unborn child as a unknown thing that's coming to change things forever. I thought Milky Way of your ultrasound was really interesting, considering the sort of black and white style of ultrasound photos, and it's so sweet and lovely. And just reading over it again, like, I've read this poem and I was like, immediately send this to my father. He will have an emotional response to this. But yeah, it's so fun. And like the bit right at the end where it talks about putting away ray guns and missiles, and like there is a gentleness in it of like, we will put away our weapons as we welcome you into the world, and we will have peace between us, and like this hope they have for a relationship with the unborn child. It's so sweet and lovely. And it sort of like collates alien with divine, and like, this is a good thing, even if it is a foreign thing that we don't understand. Like, it equates the unknown to something holy, whereas sometimes people will be like, the unknown is scary, and this, it's like, you are sent from to us from high above, and that high above is out of space. Oh god. But yeah, I think it's good fun. Okay, so moving on, I think the next one's interesting. The White Fires of Venus by Dennis Johnson. We mourn this senseless planet of regret, drought, rust, rain, cadavers that can't tell us, but I promise you one day that the white fires of Venus shall rage. The dead feeling that power should be lifted, and each of us will have his resurrected one to tell him. Greetings. You will recover or die. The simple cure for everything is to destroy all the stethoscopes that will transmit silence occasionally. The remedy for loneliness is in learning to admit solitude as one admits the bayonet, gracefully, now that already it pierces the heart. Living one, you move among many dancers and don't know which you are the shadow of. You want to kiss your own face in the mirror but do not approach, knowing you must not touch one like that. Living one, while Venus flares, oh, set the cereal afire, oh, the refrigerator harbouring things that live on into death unchanged. They know all about us on Andromeda. They peek at us. They see us in this world illumined and pastelled funnily like a bus station. They are with us when the streets fall down fraught with laundromats, and each of us closes himself in his small San Francisco without recourse. They see you with your face of fingerprints, carrying your instructions in gloved hands, trying to touch things, and know you for one despairing. trying to touch the curtains, trying to get your reflection mirrored in alarm tape, past the window of this, then at that dark, closed business establishment. The Andromedans hear your voice like distant amusement park music, converged on by ambulance sirens, and they understand everything. They're on your side. They forgive you. I want to turn for a moment to those my heart loves, who are as diamonds to the Andromedans, who shimmer for them, lovely and useless like diamonds. Namely, those who take their meals at soda fountains, their expressions lodged amongst the drugs and sunglasses, each gazing down too long into the coffee as though from a ruined balcony. Oh, Andromedans, they don't know what to do with themselves, so they sit there until they go home, where they lie down until they get up, and you beyond the light years know that if sleeping is dying, then waking is birth, and a life is many lives. I love them because they know how to manipulate change in the pockets musically. Those who face the seasons never give a kiss. These who are always courteous to the faces of presumptions, the presuming streets, the hotels, the presumption of rain in the streets. I'm telling you, it's cold inside the body that is not the body, lonesome behind the face that is certainly not the face of the person one meant to become. If I'm honest, the first time I read this poem through, I was a little bit confused, and I'm not going to claim 100% understanding of everything this poem is about, but I think there's something really interesting in the idea of aliens watching us and having an understanding of us based on an outside perspective. I mean, that could be said for, you know, people of different cultures, people of, like, but the idea of these otherworldly, you know, creatures looking down on us and seeing all the bright lights and all the, you know, all that other stuff, and thinking of us like diamonds, lovely and useless. It's just, it's so interesting, and it's like, what a way to put it. Like, there are uses for diamonds, but like, that's not how most people use them. And it's so interesting to think about, like, yeah, just lovely, lovely and useless like diamonds just hit me so hard in the brain. And all this stuff about, like, trying to touch something, trying to reach out and not being quite able to, and having understanding of what you're supposed to, like, what you're supposed to be doing. It's just so interesting, and like, having what you're supposed to be doing as a barrier to what actually is required to keep going. I think it's such an interesting look at it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that brings us to the end of our episode. I really appreciate you coming along this ride with me. It's been fun looking into alien poems and like picking ones and like getting into what people were using aliens as metaphors for. Maybe I could have gone with one that was a bit more straightforward, but I think this was equally as fun. Anyway, next week's episode is going to be probably about fire, because why not? I think it could be interesting. Maybe I'll continue it on and do like an elemental theme. Potentially, that could be fun. So yeah, see you guys there.